Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Leon reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks takes first base on ball four. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Perry reaches second base with a double. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser bunts towards the mound. Cuellar juggles the ball. That's an error on Cuellar. Perry scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Leon bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Unser moves to second. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Crowley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Perry bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to second. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser strikes out. Hendricks drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Unser out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. Fossey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cuellar out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fossey moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Duffy hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Perry strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Chape pinch hits for Mike Cuellar. Tom Chape is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chape strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rorick Harrison now pitching. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks fires to first and picks off Johnson. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crowley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crowley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Crowley reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crowley scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. Baylor moves to third. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.